Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bucs never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
These are lineups he's saying that they could play in different situations in a game, depending on the opponent and so forth. So just to clarify, this is not what he is saying they should start with on opening tip-off to get Eric Name of The Athletic correct. So this is his lineup with our guy Giannis at center. Drew Holiday, Pat Connaughton, Chris Middleton, Jay Crowder, and Giannis as the center with the starting five. The reason I don't like Giannis at center is because I don't want Giannis having to guard bigs on the other side of the floor. I have no interest. I don't want Giannis having to be guarded by centers on the other side of the floor if he doesn't have to. I'd much rather have a center dealing with Brook Lopez than dealing with Giannis, if at all possible. Now, in the NBA today, there's a lot of switching and so forth that happens, and I get that. But I don't want him at center, and to be honest, I don't know if Giannis even wants to play center. I'm guessing he wouldn't either for the reasons I laid out. But either way, Nathan Marzion, your thoughts on the first lineup suggestion by Eric Name of The Athletic?
I definitely do not have a big problem with it, and he did put out some stats below that kind of show that, okay, the Bucks actually have been pretty decent with Giannis at center. Like last year, they had a plus 10.1 net rating, plus 7.4 the year before that. 2019-20 was plus 17.9. And with this, as you said, like this, it's more of a, you know, do you want to see this a little bit? Nobody's asking for this to be the primary lineup and right. Starting lineup and stuff like that. But I don't mind it at all if it's something that they're going to use, you know, a little bit and maybe just to keep Brook a little bit fresh. And you know, I don't know. I like when they go to Giannis sometimes at the center because it does give them more versatility. There's really, you look at this lineup, it's Drew, Pat, Chris, Jay, Giannis. Not a ton that you can really attack defensively there if those guys are all playing near their best. And it kind of reminds me of the lineup that they sometimes went to in the 2021 playoff run, except you just would replace PJ with Jay, which is what we're basically hoping Jay can be, is like the PJ type replacement. And so at that point, you're going with, you know, Drew, Pat, Chris, Jay, who's your PJ, and Giannis. That's kind of what they went to in some of those finals games to close it out. And, you know, again, if Pat Connaughton's hitting his threes well, we know like what he can bring if he's doing that. And so I don't mind that as a potential lineup to throw out there sometimes, especially like in the playoffs. And just, again, having Giannis at center defensively opens up more possibilities, allows you to switch everything. And there's really nobody you can just attack on the perimeter completely. So I'm definitely more okay with it than you are.
I'm curious to see what Adrian Griffin is going to do defensively. Because, you know, playing man-to-man and drop for Lopez has been the way that Brook Lopez has come onto the scene as this dominant defender. So when Lopez is out, because I'm assuming that's how they're going to play when he's on the floor, and if they don't, I'd be surprised, then are they going to go to a different type of defense where they're going to be switching constantly? But when Lopez is on the floor, they won't do that. Because I would be shocked if they're switching constantly with Lopez at center on the floor, Nathan?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you can do a little bit with Brook, but again, if you're doing it full time or if you're really doing it a ton, it's probably going to end up coming back to bite you. He can come out in the drop a little bit, and he can defend in that mid-range area decently well, as he did in the finals, but he's not someone that you want to be switching, him onto guards on the perimeter and stuff like that. And so again, that's why I'm kind of like, they do need to go to Giannis at center more, I think, just in general, just for that reason of it gives you more flexibility. And some of this, I mean, these lineups too, it's dependent on matchups too. If you're playing in a series where, okay, you don't need Brook's defense quite as much.
Like Nate points out, it's a small ball lineup essentially, like if you were playing Golden State or something.
Yeah, if we're playing Philly with Embiid, no, you want Brook Lopez out there to defend Embiid. But in certain situations, it's like, no, we can live without Brook Lopez on the floor. We don't need his defense quite as much. And now you've got a guy that can make the defense more versatile and in Giannis at center. And then obviously it just gives you a little bit more athleticism overall on offense, and just gives you a little bit more options there with Brook not being out there. So I don't know. Again, it's one that I'm perfectly fine with in plenty of situations.
Lineup two by Eric Name of The Athletic. And I'm not going to go over and read all the stuff of his reasoning of the lineups necessarily. Marzian's a numbers guy, so he'll read you the stats that he gives. But other than that, and there's lots of numbers, way more than Marzian gave to that first one. But you can go subscribe to The Athletic and read all these reasonings. Team tempo, and that's what he calls it. Andre Jackson, no. Right there. I didn't even have to read the rest of the dang lineup. No. G League, yes. No to being on the floor with any of the starters.
All right. Finish reading off the lineup.
Marjon Beauchamp. No. No to Marjon Beauchamp. He's not going to score 83 in the NBA. No, he's not. Malik Beasley. Okay, fine. Giannis. Fine. Bobby Portis, okay. I'm not all about team tempo. And I get it, Eric. I get it, right? Wants young guys, wants to be more athletic, so forth. Right. But they got to be able to shoot. Yes, they do. And they're not there yet. You right? So in order to walk, you have to crawl in most situations. In order to run, you have to walk. We're not to the crawling standpoint yet with Andre Jackson, so we're nowhere close to being able to walk. That we're not there yet. Beauchamp is probably at the crawling stage and trying to pull himself up onto a couch to learn how to start to walk at this point. It's probably where Beauchamp is at. Neither one are ready to be out there for any extended amount of time. Especially, think about this. Giannis can't shoot. Beasley can in stretches, yes. Bobby Portis can. But then Beauchamp and Andre Jackson can't. What are you doing with that lineup? Like, there's just absolutely no way. No chance. And you're like, Jackson run the point, I guess, maybe, because he did it in college or whatever the deal is going to... No, I'm totally out in this one. Of the three, that's my least favorite. Go ahead, Nathan Marzian.
Yeah, as you said, there's... And Marjan isn't necessarily a total non-shooter right now, but, I mean, it's still to see, but there's at least two non-shooters out there in Andre Jackson and Giannis, and then another iffy shooter in Marjan if Bobby Portis isn't shooting. If Bobby Portis isn't shooting well, he could be another iffy shooter, because there was a long stretch last year where he didn't shoot very well. Really, the only guy that you can rely on as a shooter is Malik Beasley. And again, I know we don't always just need shooters out there that can't do anything else, but you can't go too far away from the shooting. You know, you can't just put out five athletic guys and be like, okay, cool, this is our line. We saw the Bucks do that in 2015 when they had Michael Carter Williams and Giannis and Greg Monroe, and then it's like, okay, but like, who can shoot? And all of a sudden, you know, and Jabari and stuff, it was like, okay, we just don't have enough offense now. We got the length, we got the athleticism, but we don't really have the actual basketball skill here. So I don't mind giving Andre Jackson a little bit of bench minutes during the regular season when it doesn't matter as much.
Oh, he can sit on the bench for as many minutes as he can handle. I'm all about bench minutes. Sit right there on the end of the bench.
No,
make sure
I'm talking
it doesn't
about,
fly up in the air, and that's your job. I'm all lots of bench minutes. All about it. Sit on the bench. Yes, agreed.
No, minutes with the second unit.
On the floor?
I mean, in the regular season, I don't see the harm in it. It's not if he plays 8 minutes a game, six to eight minutes a game, and you're like, whatever. Like, is that really gonna kill your chances of winning the basketball game? Probably not.
Fine.
And you know, I mean, obviously in any type of big games or must win or late in the fourth quarter, no, you're not playing the guy, but I don't mind throwing him out there. I just, I don't, I said it when they drafted him. I don't know how he fits alongside Giannis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.